Oh, how many people in here have ever dumpster dug? Seriously? Nobody? Oh, it's such a gas. It's the funnest thing in the world. Nobody in this class has ever dumpster dived? Oh, we should take a field trip. For probably 5 years, I didn't buy any vegetables. My best haul ever was a garbage bag full of cashew nuts. I got sick of cashew nuts. My dogs were sick of my cats were sick of cashew nuts. My chickens and ducks, my neighbors. I was walking down the street, cashews for everybody. And I used to get truckloads of watermelons. They bring in watermelons, and then the sale is over, and now they bring in cantaloupes. What do they do with the watermelons? They just dump them. So I was like a Roman emperor. I would pop the watermelon open, eat one bite of the heart, and then throw the rest at the roosters. And anybody in here ever have chickens? Yeah, so you probably know why I was throwing them at the roosters. The roosters would chase me all over the place. We had a little testosterone thing going. I would get boxes full of artichokes. I got 32 half gallons of ice cream one time. They waited for me to show up. The people at the grocery store waited because they didn't want it to melt. And I got there, so they brought out their 32 half gallons. And so my chickens were eating cookies and cream. It's pretty interesting. When I talk to my students at the prison, if I mention dumpster diving, they all get really excited. We've had some great talks about that. One of them used to dumpster dive at Toys R Us, and then he would get the defective toys from their dumpster, the Barbie with one leg missing, and he'd attach a stick, and so it'd be a peg leg Barbie. Then he would give it to the kids in his neighborhood. It was like Christmas every week for the kids. He'd put a little sign below it that said, "From Dr. D, Dr. Dumpster." He actually one time in class sang a song he'd written about dumpster diving. It was to the tune of Ghostbusters. One line was, "We ain't afraid of no trash." I had another student, actually I still have this student, who right now is writing an etiquette book for new prisoners, which I think is just a great idea. He was an industrial diver. And he was pretty cool. He was also an industrial burglar before that. He said, "No, I would never steal from a person. That would be immoral." But that was his job, is he would go into businesses and steal from them. Anyway, he would dumpster dive outside of computer manufacturing plants in Silicon Valley because there's lots of precious metals that they throw away. And then he started thinking, you know what? If this is what they got outside in the dumpster, what do they have inside? Oh, and my dogs these days, you know how a lot of dogs, like if you throw a ball for them, they'll go get it? My dogs won't do that because for years I threw them gourmet baguettes because I got them from a dumpster behind an organic gourmet bakery. So nowadays if I throw a tennis ball for the dogs, they look at me like, what the hell is this? I mean, I can't eat this thing. And the deal I eventually came to with the coyotes was that I would, since I didn't kill very many chickens, I ended up feeding them organic gourmet baguettes. The coyotes seemed reasonable. They never came back after I started giving them the baguettes.